Okay, now.
Oh, you can start from the Mishnah or just.
No,
the
we
last
learn
few...
from just the first few lines
okay,
of the Mishnah. Kashem Shahamayim Boydkin is Oysa, Kahamayim Boydkin Oysa. The same with the Mayim is Boydik Oysa. She drinks the Mayim Hamil Orim, correct?
Yeah.
And the Mayim is going to be Boydik if she's innocent or guilty of the Emes. It's the Mavara, the Mayim Hamil Orim is Mavara the Emes. And if she's guilty, what happens? She's subject to the klala.
And the boil also.
She's subject to the klala. V'tzav sabidna v'naflo yorech. Okay, so her stomach's going to swell and her belly's going to fall out, whatever it is. So it says here, merdik is achan the mishnah. The shkushen, the same with the maim is boidik oisa. Kach ha-maim boidik oisa. The maim is boidik oisa. In other words, it's shnemar. It says twice in the pasuk, uva'u, uva'u. If you look around the Gemara, the whole pasuk is entire. The pasuk says, vehemid. Ubo ha-maim ha-ma'ordim ho-ele b'me'ayich latz-bois beten v'lan pil yorech v'yamer ho-yisho amen amen. So it says here in this pasuk, uvo'u, the mayim ha-ma'orim will enter. Then the next pasuk says, v'hishkes ho-yisho esmei ha-ma'orim ha-ma'orim uvo'u vo. So it says this, the word uvo'u twice. It says it twice back to back in these two pasuk.
Where's the first one again?
The pasuk right before. Pasuk Beis and Gimel. That's the first of the pasuk. The next one says,
so where
says the first word of the pasuk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, the next pasuk it says at the end of the pasuk.
Oh, so it's redundant.
Yeah. So the Gemara makes a drasha. Uvovo is coming to you. The word is going to check. Not only will it inspect the isha if she is guilty, it's going to inspect loy. Who is loy?
It says va lochem lekeva.
Ain't a chanami, it's a drasha. It's a drasha. It's a drasha. Kashem shamayim boitkim oisoi, kachamayim boitkim oisoi. Shememar uvo uvo, kashem. Now, who's the oisoi? Look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Kashem shamayim oisoi, the Gemara Mefarsh. Is the boy referring to the boyel or is the boy the baal? Who's the boy?
The boyel, of
there
course.
There are three people in this maisa. There is the husband, there is the wife, and there is the man that the husband accused his wife of having dealings with.
Right.
In the sugi of Saita, you have to remember there are three major players in the sugi of Saita. The Baal, the Boyel, and the Isha. So it says the same way the Maim is going to examine her.
Of course it's talking about the Boyel.
Who says?
Why is the husband
who says? See the Gemara in one moment. Shenemar ubo ubo, b'gemar mefarsh, I vav yisera darish, I bo ubo yisera dechsive b'in yonah. So we said over here the word uvo lav dafka. It's the vav. It says the vav. Uvo uvo.
So it's not so much that the bow is it's the vav.
Right. It says the which vav is it? It's the vav uvo u.
It's the second.
The second vav. Was it the first vav? It says my.
How do you know it's the second vav? Maybe
because
it's the
you
first
need
one.
The vav. You need the first vav for the pshut shel mikra. Okay, we'll see the gemara.
Oh, okay.
So that the Gemara's Megadrash is it the Vav or is it the repetition of the word itself? We'll see the Gemara in a moment.
Yeah.
Okay, Vayit in the Mishnah, a few lines in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara Vavav, Kashem Shasur Labal. Okay, Kashem Shasur Labal, Kach Asur Laboyel. The same way this woman is Asur. In other words, let's say what are we referring to over here? Kashem Shasur Labal. Kach asur lebal shenemar nitma'ah v'nitma'ah di Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yeshua kach lo yedorish zechay ben akatzav. Rabbi Omer, he had a different way to learn the Gemara pasuk. Rabbi Omer shnei pamim hamum beparasha nitma v'nitma echad lebal v'yechad lebal. So what's the chiluk between the Rashi?
Yeah.
Rashi nitma v'nitma vav yisera dorish asher tiste isha tachas isha v'nitma'ah. The kach choy Rabbi Zechay Dorish vav Yisera. Okay, let's shtei pa'am. Look at the word now. Now he explains over here what he means over here. The drasha shtei pa'am.
That's Rabbi Akiva.
V'nisra v'hi nitma'ah.
You're saying the Rashi now?
Rashi, right. Loi mimin yano hu de oikaminon l'toma
v'adois.
The long Rashi. Yeah.
Perakama
elo v'kina es isha hi nitma'ah.
What is loi mimin yano here?
We're not counting the words.
Oh.
Okay. We're now referring over, let's go weiter. Ella Vikini is Isha Vihi Nitma, Vahisa im Nitma, Vahoyk Sivasher Tiste Isha Tachas Isha Vinitma, Vigmar Darvish or Vikiva Lachuma, Rebbe Nami Moidila, Moidi Vahai, the Gnogra Trade Nimnayu, V'suloi mishum deshamin l'Rabbi Akiva d'darsh ba'al u'boyel miribuy d'vav. Yisrael l'kamal l'Rabbi Rebbe ba'al u'boyel minitma v'nitma v'nafka v'loi d'darsh avi. Okay, this is going to be the Gemara. The Gemara is going to give a whole long list. Are there six drashos? Are there four drashos? Are there two drashos?
Okay.
Let's leave this all for the Gemara because I don't know what I'm talking about anyway.
Okay.
So let's leave the Gemara. But the basic Yisrael over here is, this halacha over here is, and then this is, let's clarify this halacha before we go weiter. That is also lebal and to the bun. At what point are we discussing? Just like a soita shenistera achar kini is also lebal. Okay, she's a sul boil.
The boy is also.
Shenistri bavenechshat if her husband dies or divorces her. So think of the case. This is a very important halacha. This opens up a world of commentary on the laws of soita. A woman, she's married. Husband says to his wife, "I'm now going to administer kinui. Don't you dare speak to this person."
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't listen. She's nistera. And there are witnesses, okay? The first mission of the Masechta. Two witnesses, one witness, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You have halachically fulfilled the requirements of kinui and stira.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So right now, this moment in time, is the husband allowed to live with his wife?
No.
Absolutely not. Until she drinks from the Mayim Hamardim and she lives.
Right, and then she's right.
Okay, now let's just a very foolish question. At this moment in time, is the boil allowed to live with this woman?
No.
Why not? She's an Eishes Ish. That's
exactly,
why not.
That's
exactly.
Right, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
say
married.
She's married. She's an Eishes Ish. Chiv Mises Bezin, the chorus. Let's say the husband dies before the husband has a chance to give her. To bring her to the mitzvah to give the Mayim Hamardim, the husband dies. Or the husband divorces her. Now, husband's out of the picture. Now, is she allowed to marry the boyel?
Mm.
What would you say? If not for any drashas,
no.
Why not? Why not?
No.
Why not?
Because once...
It's a gzeres hakos. Only if not for a pasuk, why would you sing that? She has a cheshkas kashras. Okay, there's a halacha over here, the woman, she has to have the Mayim Hamardim. The chiddush of the Gemara's drash is that there's a chalois iser when this kinui that never
go away.
Goes away, and the only way you can take away that iser is by drinking the Mayim HaMardim. The only way she can drink the Mayim HaMardim is if her husband physically brings her, and because the husband is no longer here to bring her, because the husband divorced her or the husband died.
So let's say
she remains,
and then he gets divorced or he dies. Of course, the boy can marry her.
No, he gets exactly
after she drinks and she's innocent.
Oh, right, correct. Correct. So that means the drink of the water is a matir.
Yeah.
The drink of the water is a double matir. Not only is the drink of the water matir her back to her husband.
Yeah.
The drink of the water is matir her to the boil in the future in the event that her husband dies or divorces her. It's a tremendous chiddush. You know, we don't look at it like that. When we talk about soit, you talk about the isha, you talk about the brisket.
Why not if she's innocent after she drank the water?
So that's,
what's the chiddush?
Because there was still a kinei and a stira. Once the pasuk creates,
but you see, there was nothing. There was no aver there. She was Ivan Yichud, but there was no.
It's
Bila.
A suffix.
No,
we don't know.
But
we don't
after
know
the
that.
Drinking, but after
we don't
drinking,
know that.
We know
we
there was no tashmish.
We don't. But this man administered kinui and there was
yes,
stira.
Yes.
Now let's go. Hold on.
So we don't
when
know.
There's stira, when after the moment of stira, there's a chalois
yes.
on this isha.
Exactly.
She is also
yes.
like a chefsa di sura,
like
a piece
them.
Of chazer
right.
to the baal and the boyel.
Right.
Now she comes to the mikdash, she drinks from the Mayim HaMarim.
Right.
The drink of the Mayim HaMarim is a matir.
Right.
It's like a get, it's a matir.
If now, she lives.
No. It's a matir. Right now she's also the Baal Nabal.
That's a
she drinks
factor.
The Mayim HaMarim. When she drinks the Mayim HaMarim and she lives, it's a matir.
Right.
Who is it being matir her to?
Her husband.
Maybe
her
you
husband.
Could, what? Her husband? No,
her husband.
No, not just the husband. Maybe you can make a whole chakir over here. Maybe it's also being matter to the boil.
That's what I was thinking. If he dies or
let's say after
the boil, how's he matter to the boil?
If the husband the next day or sometime in the future dies or the husband divorces her, is she now?
I understand. If she clears, then he's not a boil.
Exactly. You hear what he's saying? They never did it. They were over on Yichud, but there was no tashmish.
There was he didn't have a din boil even before she drank from the Mayim HaMo'arim. It was a suffix. Before,
right, but now it's clear that he's not even a suffix.
But wait a minute. Who says the Mayim is matter both? You're making that a, just the fact that there's a kinui and a steer, there's a chalois iser to the baal and the boyer.
By a Yavama, where is a Zakuka, right? There's many brothers. So let's say one of them gives him kinui and steer.
That's Xeris Akasa. Okay, if one of them does kinui and stira, yeah, there are many brothers. One of them does kinui and stira. So that's, isn't that a machlokes?
So now what? Now what happens to the other brothers?
Isn't that a machlokes? If one does, I don't know the answer.
Let's say he says kinui and stira to the brother.
I don't know. L'chor it's machlokes. It's all depending on the degree of kinui. If the zikika.
Then she falls to him to yibum. How does that work?
I told you, I don't know. L'chor, it's totally in many other factors, many other shittas of what exactly is the status of Zika. How far does Zika go? And what exactly is the scenario? All the various combinations of cases. I don't know. That's not how sugi now. Over here, the Mishnah says a very important yisoid. It says, it goes out of its way to say, when a man does kinui and stira. The stira, listen to the words. The stira, we don't pay attention to this. The stira creates a double isser. Also labal and also laboyel. Only because of a repetition of the word vinitma. If not for the repetition of the word vinitma, you would say that even though she's usser to the baal, she's usser to the baal, now, let's say the husband dies. The husband dies before he has a chance to give her the mayim amarim. Is she allowed to marry the boyel?
Why not?
So if not for the second word vinitma, it's only because we have a separate word, a completely separate drasha, the nitme'ah.
The vav, I think, the extra vav.
Whatever, it's machlokes, whatever it is, but we have a special drasha. The special drasha comes to Megala, that not only is she also to the baal, she's also to the boil. Oh, she's an eshes ish, the boil. L'may nafkamina. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Ron Goldberg. Baruch Maboyim. Okay? She's awesome. Get the point.
I went to a Siam last night.
What Siam?
Young Israel at the Avenue J.
What was the Siam?
Seven-course meal.
Really?
Yeah.
He was supposed to bring food. He didn't bring any food, Ron.
Seven-course meal? Ari Victor made a Siam seven-course meal?
Ron was supposed to bring the food. He didn't show up with the food.
You went? You show me you went?
No, that's what I heard.
Nay.
Seven-course meal?
Okay, continue.
Okay.
Nay.
So, who spoke? Who's the darshan? Who's the guest speaker?
Me.
The guest speaker was Ari Victor.
Okay, continue.
What do you say?
Divrei Torah.
Me. Continue.
Shlomi. You see the expression on my face? You see?
Me. So continue.
So, there are two words. Vinitma. From one word alone, if we only had one word, we would only know that this Isha is also to the Baal.
Yeah.
But if her husband would then die,
right,
or divorce her before
the drinking,
she would be permitted.
No, before the drinking.
Before the drinking.
She's not permitted to marry him.
Why not?
I think that's
only because of a second drasha.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, there are two separate drashas. Vinitma'ah,
vinitma'ah. Right.
The word vinitma'ah is a chaloi sisser. The isha is also to the baal.
Mm-hmm.
If it only had one drasha, the Gemara it's mashma, only one drasha.
Only
she's
to the baal.
Only baal. Right. But let's say before the husband gave it to drink, the husband would die, and now she would want to go marry the boyel. Because like, you know, it's like, ain't isha chalalisser.
Is there such a thing?
Oh, this is all the Lamed Shatara over here. Ain't right now, she's anyway also to the boil, midin eishes ish. When you want to go create a naya isser, she's already chayv chiyach Mrs. Bezdin. She's already chayv chorus. Ain't isser chal. So you want that another chalois?
We don't know if she's chayv chorus.
She's an eishes ish.
Yeah, eishes ish, correct.
Okay, this woman is a married woman.
Right.
Is a married woman allowed to be with her husband? Yes.
Yeah.
But now that she had kinui and stira, vinitma.
Right.
What is vinitma? It's a lav haba mechlal asay. I don't even know what it is. Is it an asay, a lois asay? It's a lightweight, relatively speaking, it's a lightweight iser. So the isha is not allowed to be with her husband because vinitma. Right? It's not a heavy iser.
Yeah.
Because she's the married.
Right.
But because she had kinui and stira, vinitma. Okay.
But that's only Issa Darabanan. It's a
kavod. No! Issa Daraisa.
Issa Daraisa.
Issa Daraisa.
Does he get chorus if there's no Eidem Asra, let's say?
No. There's no chorus. It's a
lie. It's not from the crisis, of course.
They're married. A man and a woman are married. Kinei Stira.
Yeah, I understand.
Along comes the pasuk, Vinit Me'ah.
Does he get Malkus if they have Eidem?
I don't think so. It's not a loisase.
Okay.
It's a lav haba mechlal ase.
Okay,
so there's a lightweight Issa. Okay, relatively speaking, a man is married to a woman, there's kinei in the stira, and now there's a chalois v'nitma, the isha is not allowed
at
to be.
At the moment of kinei in stira, what's the rule? He has to divorce her? No.
No, he has to take her to the Beis HaMikdash and give her to drink.
But yeah. Until then, he can live with her? He can't live with her.
Who says he can't live? Isn't a Gemara later on? Yichud.
He can't live with her.
Are you allowed to have yichud? I think it's machlois in the Gemara. Are you allowed to have yichud with a nida? Yes, so l'chayu kolshken you could have yichud with a woman that's a stira. It's only a lightweight issa, but some of the profa carrots.
Why isn't it like shavya nafshe?
Let me ask you again a question: is a man allowed to have yichud with a nida?
Yes, because it's pas pesalei.
So it's also pas pesalei. Take her to the
base. It's never shish l'matirin. He can wait right. Till she's no longer.
You can say a svara zoy. It's not relevant to us. A svara like this, that's not our sugi now. Right now, one moment. Isha.
You know what I mean? It's not a problem. The fact that she's a nida.
Let's discuss a regular case at our Gemara here. Isha, kinui, and stir. Yeah? Kinui, stir.
Right.
So what is the halacha at this moment in time? Is he allowed to live with her? The husband allowed to live with her?
I think not.
Of course not. Gezeres hakasa.
Yes.
Vinitma right. Is megala. There's a chalois iser upon this isha. The husband is not allowed to live with his wife. Are they married? So what?
So Vinitma. They can live together, but they can't.
It's not relevant. Not together with the yichud.
And if who dies, how much does she get on her ksuba? 200?
I think she loses the ksuba. This moment in time, she loses the ksuba.
She does
lose it until she proves her innocence. Guilty until proven innocent. It's not like America. In America...
Like Trump.
You're guilty until proven...
Guilty until proven innocent.
Okay, so now he gives her, she gives her drink. So therefore, she's now a chefsa di sur. She's osser. What is the severity of the prohibition?
What's the moral of life?
A lightweight...
It's a cause of, you said it's a derisive.
But it's not a lois assay. It's Vinitma, she's Temeya, you're not allowed to be with her.
Yeah.
Now, right now, at this moment in time, is she allowed to go live with the boyel? The one that he suspected her?
Of course not.
Why not? Oh, Eish Asish, right? She's awesome. Eish Asish. Along comes the pasuk, and it says Vinitma second time.
To let us know that he dies before drinking.
Oh, wait. Right. But wait a minute. How can the Isser be Chal now at this moment in time when she's already Osir to him at this moment in time because of Eish Asish? Ain Isser Chal al Isser.
Okay.
It's Isser Moisef.
What's the Isser Moisef?
I don't know, you figure it out.
Isser Koilol and Isser Moisef. Okay, but Pasha says it's a. So along comes the Pasuk.
We have such a thing?
Yes. It's something called Tukai. Along comes the second Vinitma and goes against all logic and says, even though she is already in Eish Asish to the Boyel, there's a Naya Chalois Isser upon the Boyel.
So it's a double Avera.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A Naya Chalois Isser on the Boyel. So even though if now they'll live together, there'll be a chiyuv of Misa because she's an Eish Asish. L'may nafkemina, that if the husband dies, or the husband divorces her, so now the Isser Eish Asif goes away, but it'll still remain the Isser V'nitma. So there are two separate drashas. V'nitma on the Baal, V'nitma on the Boyel. Now he takes her to the Beis HaMikdash and he gives her to drink. When he gives it to drink, what happens? She's now mutter to who? Whoever's...
To the husband.
To the Baal.
Yeah, and then mutter to the Baal for sure, she's mutter to the Baal.
Because
the Pasuk says, the Nizra, the Nikisa, The Nizra or Zera. Yeah. Who is she going to conceive from if not from the Baal?
Right.
What about the Boyal? Let's say the husband, after she drinks from the Mai Mama Arim, the husband does. Not a Yavam. Don't get me confused with Yavamis now.
I love that case.
Go to the 7-course meal. How many people came to this meal?
Okay, Nick, Vita.
There were about 10 people.
Okay, yeah, do you have to pay? Zero. Vita. Who sponsored it?
Kalman Wachshel.
Kalman Wachshel sponsored it.
Yeah,
me. He brought the potato kugel, that's all.
No, Vita.
Okay, Vita.
No, he bought all the chicken.
Okay, Vita. Okay, so now the question, now when the husband, Vinik of Nizra Zera.
They collected money for it, I'm sure. He didn't pay for it.
Me. Vinik is so... No one came to me to ask for money.
Okay, me.
All right, let's go by. Vinik saw Vinizra Zera. So the Pasuk says, oh, she's innocent.
Yeah.
So when the fact that it says Vinik saw Vinizra Zera, who is she going to conceive from?
Husband.
Only husband. So the Pasuk Vinik saw Vinizra Zera is Matir. Who's a Matir? The husband.
Right.
But we need another Pasuk to be Matir, the Boyal.
Yeah.
So there is no other Pasuk. So if there are two psukim coming,
that issa nitma doesn't go away even after she's innocent.
Who says? Show me. If the Torah,
if he dies, who gets divorced? What?
This collateral damage.
But
even though she drinks, she drinks from the Mai Mama Arim and she lives. She's innocent.
Nay.
So now it's a drink of the Mai Mama Arim is a matir. But it's only matir, only one v'nitma. The other v'nitma remains. Memela, let's say 5 years down the line, the husband goes to a better place. And now this woman wants to marry the boyel.
He wouldn't be allowed.
V'nitma. Yeah.
Is that taka what the Gemara is
going to say? No, the Gemara doesn't say this. This is something which Rabbi Shlomo Leib Shlita is going to say, Shira on Emir Tashem.
What are my replies?
9:30.
But why are you bringing this up if you don't know the Gemara?
Because the Mishnah. I want to emphasize the two chidushim over here. There are two chidushim. Number one is there's a double v'nitma, echel lebal v'echel lebal, which is a tremendous chidush because ein iser chalal iser, the husband. She's also to the Baal Midin Eishas Ish.
Oh,
it can't get worse than that.
How
suffer? Ad kedei kach that if the husband dies. The husband dies, it still remains.
But what do you?
But yeah. Now my question is very good. If the husband dies before the hashka, it remains. But what happens if the husband? What happens if the husband dies after the hashka?
Why not?
Does it go away?
Yeah.
It does go away. How do you know it goes away?
Because the whole thing is not true.
Oh, so this is a big hakira. You have to connect all the dots. They have multiple drushes over here. Let's see the Gemara in the Mishnah. We're talking about these last discus over here.
The Nitma Shenema.
Kishem Shasur Lebal Kachasur Leboil. It says, double Kishem Shasur Lebal Kachasur Leboil. Shenema, Shenema Nitma. How do you know? How do you know? Because it says Nitma, Vinitma. Two separate drashas. Divrei Rabbi Akiva.
When it says Asur Leboy means he gets a double Avera.
Asur Leboy. Not only is it Chai Biv, but the main Afkamina is that if he dies.
Yeah.
Because if he dies, the Eishes Ish goes away.
Yeah.
But the Din Vinitma remains.
Yeah.
Now I'm coming to ask you, and what will happen if she drinks from my memory? Is she to the boyel?
And then we mean the husband dies.
Where was the matir? Where was the matir? The Mayim HaMa'orim in Brisk, they teach you that the Mayim HaMa'orim, the Isha drinks, you have to look
maybe
at the scientific method of the study of Talmud. When the Isha drinks the Mayim HaMa'orim, what is she doing? She's engaging in a matir. When a man is married to a woman, she's also to the ganze Welt. She's also the ganze Welt. When a man gives a woman a get, the get is a matir.
Yeah.
Until now, you're also to the ganze Welt because you're an Eishes Ish. When I give the get is matir. When the Isha is a Zekina and Stira, there's a Chalois Issa.
Yeah.
And when the Isha drinks the Mayim HaMa'orim, the drink of the Mayim HaMa'orim is a matir. Who is the matir to? To the husband. But wait a minute. when the Ishad Kinoy and Stir, the Torah said Vinitma Vinitma, there was a double chalois Isser. There were two chalois of Isser.
Yeah.
So now when the Ishad drinks the Mayim Hamarim, whoever said the Mayim Hamarim is gonna be a double matir? Maybe it's only gonna be a single matir.
Yeah.
The Vart?
So how are we gonna know if it's
if I were you, I wouldn't eat that.
So how are we gonna know?
No, I'm just joking. I'm just trying to get back at you for the CM yesterday. No, I'm just joking. Everything's a joke here. Everything's a joke. Well, the whole world is a joke.
So how are we gonna know this? You're bringing up these.
Amen. See, it was kedai for you to come and eat just that we can say amen.
So again,
I want to bring up over here. Now he's in the Avina. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Meshua kachol yidorish Zecharia ben Akotzav. He had a different way of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi says shnei pa'am ha'murim b'parsha nitma v'nitma achas lebal v'achas leboyel.
What is he saying?
So I'm trying to say a chiddush that this dilemma that I made with you is totally in the machlekes between the two different versions.
Who says this? How do you know this?
I'm making up things now.
Nah.
It says over here, look, what's the only chiddush between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi? Rabbi said, nitma v'nitma. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hayoyim, kachal yudosh chai ben akasav, Rabbi Amir shnei pa'omim. He adds one little line over here. Shnei pe'amim huamurim b'parsha nitma v'nitma echel lebal v'echel lebal. He said exactly the same concept, but he said it in different words. What did he embellish? Rabbi Zechai ben Akotzav. He embellished the same concept nitma by saying shnei pe'amim. Why did he have to hear those words shnei pam, not just say nitma v'nitma? Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi is a long Rashi. It's not okay there. So I want to try to mechadesh, read into the words the dafke mina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi, and the way they express this principle is if there's a double chalos.
Maybe the Gemara is going to.
So we'll see that. Now we go to the Gemara. Now we jump down to the bottom of the page.
Me.
We're done at the bottom of the page. He would never skip a whole page.
Me.
Gemara, never. That's what he makes to see him. Back by Gemara. Oysa leman. Stay in the Mishnah. Kishem. It says in the Mishnah. Kishem shamayim boitkim oysa ka chamayim boitkim oysoi. Who is the oysoi? Who's Gemara? Who has the kasha? The Gemara is kasha. The oysoi. There are three people. Two's company was two. Is a crowd. The crowd over here. Three people. Oisoi, Laman, who is the Oisoi? When the woman drinks the Mayim Hamo'orim, I'm sorry, when it was Kina and Stira, the same way, and I'm sorry, when she drinks the Mayim is going to examine her and him. Oisoi, Laman, Ilema, Labal, Bal, my Ovid.
Right.
Why?
Yes.
What did the crime did the husband do? He's the plaintiff. He's the plaintiff. He's not the defendant. Why should the water come and inspect him?
Yeah.
My Ovid. V'chi, Tema, maybe you're going to tell me over here that in a chanani. We have to turn the page now. This is the most important part. V'chi, Tema, the e is bo ovoin, bad ke lo maya ki is be ovoin, the e is be ovoin. If he did an avera, bad ke le maya, that the water is going to test him also. Shabo olech liachda, what is the avera?
He was Mazana?
No, that he lived with her.
Oh.
Let's say after the Ishad Kinoy and Stira, so we just learned that v'nitma, he's not allowed to live with her, she's osir, chaloy sisir. Let's say he was in violation. He lived with his own wife after the Kinoy and the Stira.
So
then he didn't have her, the husband didn't have her.
And then she's exempt from drinking?
No, she's not exempt. Not exempt. The Gemara is now suggesting that when the Isha will drink the water, it's going to go and cause him to die because he also did not there. Di is be avon bad kile maya. Ki is, in fact, the Gemara cannot be. Ki is be avon bididei mi bad kile maya. I'm sorry. Ki is, what's wrong with him? Ki is be avon bididei, comma, mi bad kile maya lidido. Can't be.
What was that?
Cannot be the case.
That what? Ki is le bididei, meaning the.
What's the Gemara's Hamin? Like, Gemara's Hamin is. Is that the
maybe he lived with
maybe
her
he lived with after, when the Isha is going to drink the water, not only is it going to be mevarer if she did not there, it's going to be mevarer if the husband lived with his wife.
So again, it's by oven the day.
So now the Gemara says, cannot possibly be.
Why can't?
Because the halacha is, if the isha, if the husband lived with his wife after the kinyan and stira, the water doesn't even even test her. If it's not going to test her, it's certainly not going to even mevarer him.
That if there was an avar by him,
he is only secondary to her.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
The whole story starts with her. And now you're telling me after she now needs to be examined.
What about the Boel guy, you know? He gets off
scot-free. Oh, we're getting to him soon in a second. But the Gemara over here is saying, it says in the Mishnah, the same waters test him, the waters test him.
He wouldn't work
so
like that.
The only way the waters are going to test him if the waters first test her. Right. But so why does he need to be tested? Oh, he did an aver. What aver did he do? He lived with her, his own wife, after the kinyan and the stira.
That's not going to help her.
So if that's the case, then it doesn't make any sense. Because the implication is the same way the water is going to test her, it's going to test him. But if he lived with her, the water is not going to test even her.
Right.
So it doesn't make any sense. So if I look on the top line, ki is be oven bididei, if he did an aver by living with his wife after kinyan and stira, mi bat ki la maya lidido, it's not going to even test her.
Right.
Vatanya, how do you know that? Well, the Baisa, the Niko ho ish me avoin ve ho isha hahi tiso es avara. This is Drasha. And we compare the man to the woman. Bizman, sho ish minuke me avoin. Hamaydi hamayim boitke mes ishtoi. Hey, no ish minuke me avoin. Anybody boitke mes ishtoi. So therefore, when it says over here the waters are going to test the husband, it's impossible. It's not possible because the only type of test that we can go and use to test the husband is if the husband lived with his wife after he and Kini
and Stira. Forgive me, it says he teases a voina. What?
She will bear her sin.
What do you mean bear her sin? If she was innocent,
she's going to die. She'll die. She'll, whatever it means. The positive here is comparing the man to the woman.
Yeah.
We're comparing the husband to the woman to teach you. The only time the water will test the woman is if it tests him. So therefore, so therefore, it cannot possibly mean in the Ella. What does it mean? The Boyel. Oh, it's going to test the Boyel.
Yeah.
So in other words, if this woman was guilty of adultery, she lived with her husband, with the Boyel, they're both going to die. She's going to die, and the man that she lived with is going to die.
Right.
The Gemara, listening, can do 20 sefer. If when it says over here, the Gemara's kasha, it cannot be the pshat, because then the grammar of the Mishnah is invalid. Because the Mishnah says, "Kishem shamayim boidkim oiso, kein boidkin oisoi." If you want to refer to the boyel, specify the Mishnah is not embarrassed to use the word boyel, because the Mishnah, right in the Mishnah, it says, "Kishem shasur lebal kach asur leboyel." The third line of
why
the Mishnah.
Why doesn't it say explicitly?
Right. So therefore, the fact that we are switching from the word loy to the word boyel is an indication that the loy is nisht zelba as the boyel. So we're going in circles. It can't be the Baal. It can't be the Baal, because the Baal, the only other that he could have done was to live with her. If the husband lived with her, then the water's not going to test even her. So it's the boyel. But if it's going to be the boyel, so how come the Mishnah didn't say the boyel? And don't go tell me the Mishnah wants to be vague, because the third line of the Mishnah says the same way. She's also a Labal. She's also to the boil.
Right.
So the word boil is part of our lexicon. Right. So why don't we use this word over here? Via Labal. Listing that is safe. Kashem shasu Labal. Kashasu Labal. Le'olam. So therefore, Mamush, we're going Choyzer Chalila. We're going on the merry-go-round. We're going around and around and around in circles.
So
we need clarity. And that's why we have over here the Schos of Yisholim and Shlita.
So
the Rosh Shiva's presence is what gives us the Tzina,
to
Siyata Shmaya, to understand the depth of the Gemara.
So Le'olam,
Le'boyel.
It's
referring over here to
Le'boyel.
Oh, so why Taka didn't it say the word boil? V'reisha, I Tani Oysa, Tani Oysai. It's symmetric.
Oh.
It is a matter of stylistic symmetry. Stylistic symmetry. Since we say the word over here, we say over here. So therefore, the Tani Oysa, I the Tani Baal, Tani Boyel. It's all a matter of stylistic symmetry. So the etzem, the Moriz Maskon over here, is going over here to test the boil. The boil is going to die. The boil is going to die. And the reason why we do not refer to him as the boil is because we want to preserve the stylistic symmetry. Say over here, we say the word lo, so we say the word loy. In the sefer, we're talking about the baal, so mainly we say the word boil. Good?
Yeah.
Okay, linguistics.
Sefer, either.
safer as far as what was it, the savings? Why then? What was the second question? Why in the rage they said the word loy and they said this they said the word bow? If you're going to tell me the word loy is the boil, so let it say boil like in the sefer. The answer is in the reisha, so we're comparing law to loy. Reisha, I did tani, we learned oisa. So what is the parallel? Tani, oisa, the word oisa. But the word oisa refers to the boil. Sefer, I did the tani baal, with the same way the isha is also to her husband. So now when we want to refer to the other person, we say the word boil.
Yeah.
But so the Mishnah's maskana is that when the Isha drinks from the Mayim HaMa'orim, it's coming to be Mavarer two people, the Isha and the Boyel. Pella, no, isn't that a Pella?
Yeah.
That he's, but he didn't drink. He didn't drink. The it's water, it's a Moifest. He didn't drink. He didn't, he's another country.
It's a bigger miracle than exactly. Here, she's drinking.
She's doing a Maisa. He didn't do a Maisa. Unbelievable Chiddush. Now, how do you know this? Shnem Ubo Ubo. Now, we learn over here, how do you know that the husband, how do you know the boyel is going to be tested? The boyel is going to die if she's guilty. How do you know? Because it says the word ubobo twice. So the Moris Akasha, what exactly is the drash? Is it from the vav or is it from the repetition of the word? Ubo, iboyelu. Bohu, ubohu, kamar is the drasha from the vav. It should have said bohu and it says uvo. So it's the first vav. Miribuy of the vav. Or is it, uvohu, uvohu, kamar? Now, I told you wrong. I told you it's the second vav. No, it's plural. Uvohu, mayim. You see, I told you something very foolish before. Because the word mayim, by definition, is always plural. There's a yud mem. What is the word water? Is the water singular or plural? Any word that has a yud mem at the end is plural. Do you ever hear the name of Ephraim?
Yeah.
You ever that guy, Ephraim?
Yeah.
So why is there a yud mem at the end of the word at the end of the word? It just say Afer. Afer. The Sharish.
Because you have brothers.
So forgive me. I'm going to ask you a bomba kasha now. In Bereishis, it says yam. There was it says then it says yamim.
Oh, seas. There it's yam. That's not the same word.
No, but then it says yamim.
Yeah, multiple seas.
Hashem. Why is it yamim? Yam. Yam is
so the answer is Alexander Hull answers your question. He says that when the Eibush created the world, it says Oretz, not Arotzois. And he explains this is what he says in a nutshell. It's an unbelievable chiddush. When Hashem created the world, it's
Meduik.
It's,
who talks about
it's Meduik in the pasuk that Hashem created just one massive land mass in the center. And Eretz Yisrael is in the center. When the world was created today, there are how many continents are there in the world today? Seven continents. How many seas are there?
Four major seas, no oceans, I'm sorry.
So the world was one massive land mass. And in the center was Yerushalayim. Right. And then, so Mimela, how many pieces of earth were there? Oretz. Not Arotzois. Oretz. One massive chunk of earth. How many oceans were there? Yam. The whole Pacific. The whole world, he says, was the Pacific.
But you just said Yam is Adlasharam.
And then what happened? Hashem made the fish. And Rashi says Hashem wanted the fish to taste different. All the fish
should taste
different. So the way how does the fish derive the difference? They swim in different oceans, different seas, different locations. So Hashem then went and he chopped up the earth. Some event happened where the earth was broken up into pieces, and it spread throughout the ganze Welt and blocking the waters. Where now, because the earth was broken into many arotzois, it automatically forced the waters to go from the yam to the yamim. For what purpose? The only purpose was in order that the fish should have a different flavor. Because when you take the fish and you separate them, as long as the fish were in one massive yam, they all taste the same. When the earth now is broken into, that's what he says. He's medakdik in this.
A fish tastes different than a herring fish. Right?
He says, Rashi says the reason why fish tastes different, one of the first Rashi and Chumash, is because each fish comes from a different yam.
Right.
Indicating
that gives flavor. Earth was separate.
So when the earth was shattered into different pieces, so by shattering the different pieces, automatically it creates different sections of water. Each
that's
one now
Rashi
becomes
explains.
Yamim.
Really
so it went
water,
from yam
yamim.
To Yamim, Eretz to Arotzois.
Right.
Eretz to Arotzois, Yam to Yamim, and the Nafkamin now is the fish tastes different. And the fish is very hilgazach.
So what's this chiddush? What is he saying now?
Okay, I don't remember. I remember that. Now going back to the word mayim by definition is plural because of the use of going afer. The shorish of the word of Ephraim is afer, is dust, ash. So why is afer loshen rabim Ephraim? You eat a yud mem. It means a double portion of earth. Why is it called? So the Das, Bali Tez Das came, a very famous word, is because Yaakov Avinu Yosef named his son after Avraham and Yitzhak. Avraham said, Anochi Ofer for Efer, and Yitzhak was meant to be burnt on the Akikeda, right. And it was replaced by the Ayil, right. And the Ephroi Shal Ayil is Sovro Lefam.
Right.
So Menashe named his second child Ephraim, Efer. No, I'm sorry, Yosef named the second child. Named the second child Ephraim. Ephraim is Afer times two. Afer, when you want to make a word plural, you have a yud mem. Afer is Avraham. Anoch of Afer and Yitzchak is Ephraim. So what do you learn from that? A yud mem.
But that's not what it says in the Chumash. It's a very nice.
Ki Ephraim lekem b'eretzon.
Exactly.
Okay, this is the das the came in the balance.
Very nice. Very nice.
Now what do you learn? You learn over here yisoy that yud mem connotes plural, makes it plural, right? Plural. So mayim by definition.
No, but my kasha still stands. Mayim, if mayim means plural, so why? What? So how does the kasha?
Whenever you give the word an adverb or an adjective to the word mayim, it has to be in plural. You cannot say bo mayim. You cannot say bo mayim. That's not grammatically correct.
Because mayim,
ba'u mayim. Ba'u mayim. So the vav in the word ba'u, uvohu, uvohu, the mayim cannot be, the vav is part of the grammar. When the Gemara says that the vav is extra, the vav that's extra is the vav achibur that's extra, not the second vav.
Right.
Because the second vav, that would be a violation, that would be an ignorance in the laws of grammar. Because
right.
Mayim is always plural. Mem, any word that has a yud mem. So why is water plural? Why do you say you have over here a cup of water? It's plural. The why? I don't know why. You have to understand because I guess you can separate every little particle. You just put your finger inside the water. You have a lot of water. A collection of water is always in Tanakh plural. So when you want to go refer to it in the verb, the adverb is bo'u mayim. Bo'u mayim, not bo. Bo is singular. Bo'u mayim.
Well, I see what you
so said. Now when it says over here in the pasuk uvohu vohu, you get confused, and ignoramus like him will get confused. Which vav are we referring to? The first vav or the second vav? It's ridiculous to say it's the second vav because that's part of the grammar.
Right.
Uvohu mayim.
Right.
It means the first vav. So the point over here is that it did not have to say the first vav. It could have said mayim. It could have said bo mayim, and it says uva. The vav was not necessary.
Right.
Bo mayim. It says uva. Back to the Gemara. Bohu ubohu kamar is the drasha from the vav. In other words, what's the Gemara's girsa? Is the girsa bohu uvo? So when you make that girsa, it means it should have been written bo. That's how you read the Gemara. The pasuk should have been written bo, but it didn't. The pasuk added an extra vav and wrote uvo. The base and the al, the base aleph vav of the first word is the same base aleph vav of the second word. And the Gemara is saying, it should have been written bohu. But the Torah went out of its way and wrote uvo. Is that Shah the Gemara? Oi, uvohu, uvohu kamar. No, we're not focusing on the vav. We're focusing on the repetition of the word itself. It says the word ubohu in pasuk, the first pasuk, in pasuk chav base. And then it says ubohu nochamol in pasuk chav gimel. That's the Gemara's question.
Yeah.
Okay. So look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, "Bohu bohu kamar." Is it miribuya? It should have been written bohu, but it doesn't say bohu. It says uvohu. Miribuya devav. Oi uvohu uvohu hakifulim beparsha darish. It says the word bohu uvohu in pasuk chabez and uvo in pasuk chav gimel. That's the Gemara's lemma. Lamai nafkamina. Lamai nafkamina. What will be the nafkamina? There'll be a very big nafkamina. The nafkamina is the degree of inspection. If it's going to be just a vav, a chibur, an extra vav, then the husband's examination is not on the same league as the woman's examination. Lamai nafkamina. The husband may not die. I mean, the boil may not die. He may just get sick. The ish is going to drink the mayim. She's going to die. Torah says, the tzavsa yirecha v'nafla. The husband, the boyal, He's not going to die. He'll just be schwach. He'll get weak.
So you
but saying, if Yidarshan is a whole word.
You're saying your own shot.
Yeah. If it's a whole word, ubohu, it's mamish the zelbazach.
Nobody explains what my nafkimin if it's.
The I didn't see. Maybe I go look, study the whole Masifta, see what it says.
None of the first Rav Yashav
said
that
the Masifta is the Gadol Hadar. He said the Masifta is the Gadol Hadar.
Right. So
Let's go right. We want to bring a riot from the next part. We want to bring a riot. We're trying to give a terrace. We're trying to bring a riot. We want to preserve stylistic symmetry. Stylistic symmetry. The next drasha is the same way the Isha is also after Kili and Stira until they do the Hashkah. The Isha is also to two people. V'nitma. Kishem shesur labash shesur laboyal. Kishem shesur labal kach shesur laboyal. Shenemar nitma v'nitma. So there, because now in the gears, and by the way, the whole shot with the gears of the Mishnah is, but the way what the Gemara is quoting is the drasha nitma v'nitma is not from the repetition, not like I told you before. I made a mistake. It's from the Vav.
Yeah.
It's from the Vav. Nitma'a, vinitma'a. It should have said in the Pasuk nitma'a, but it doesn't. It says vinitma'a.
Mm-hmm.
And if from the Vav we learn, what do we learn from the Vav? This can be the Nafkamina. I told you before, Achamisa is a two different, Tzvei Din Ma One Din. This now everything is coming together. Now the whole Shir, the 7:30 Shir, it's coming together now. The Sholim and Shir will come together now. The Gemara's answer is it should have said Nitma and it says Vinitma. So the Gemara wants to say the same way in the Seif of the Mishnah, when we darshan the repetition, we darshan Nitma, Vinitma, there that drasha is a Vav, not a repetition of an entire word. It's only a Vav.
How do you know just a Vav?
Because that's what the Gemara over here says. Nitma, Vinitma. Okay. Look at the Gemara. So too, in the beginning of the Mishnah, when it says Bohu, Uvohu. Also there has to be stylistic symmetry. The same way in the Sefer, it says, the Gemara makes a drasha, the Shem Shasur Labal, Kach Asur Laboyel. How do you know that? Because it should have been written Nitma, but it doesn't say Nitma, it says Vinitma. The Zelbazach, in the Resha, the drasha is from the Vav.
Mm-hmm.
Bohu, it should have written Bo, but it says Ubohu.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, wait a minute, whoever told you that in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the drasha is from the Vav? Maybe there it's also from the repetition of the word itself. Fact the Gemara,
V'adainti
boy, nitma kamar, oi nitma v'nitma kamar. We changed it all the way around. What are you talking about? What did you just say? What did you just say? You said as a dover posh that in the second part of the Mishnah.
You can also say maybe it's just.
We also don't know that. There's like also ambiguity.
Right.
We also don't know. Maybe there was. It's not clear. It's not clear. Maybe when the Mishnah there said, maybe when it said it says the word twice. Is the Gemara come down? So maybe there in the safe it's two words, the repetition of the two words. So Memela in the ratio also it's bo uva uva o. I need bo. Come on. So they have Memela out. Forget it. So don't be right. Toshma. Now we're gonna get down to nitty gritty. We'll come back to over the shoot. Toshma. Niktani Sefer. Voshteta on the safe of the Mishnah. Rebbe Oimer. Rebbe comes to this Rebbe, the second Rebbe, Zechariah ben Akotzaf. And he had different Girsa. And what does he say? He goes to Rebbe Yomer, Shtei Pam, the Hamur Parash, Vinitma, Vinitma, Echel Rav, Echel Boyal, Michlal, Rebbe Kiva, Vami Darish. Rebbe Kiva, now before you go by, this answers my dilemma that we start with in today's Shir. Let's clarify this. We only learned this today, we could die. And that is, what's the Chilik Tzivishin between Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe? Rebbe Lefi the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda ben Akotzaf. What's the chilek? The chilek is: are you darshening two words,
right,
or you darshening a vav?
Yeah.
So according to Shnei Pa'amim, Rebbe explicitly said that the drasha is two times the word v'nitma, 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 two times the word Shnei Pa'amim. Shtei pa'amim, two times. Mimela, when Rabbi Akiva made the drasha, how is he going to differentiate himself from Rabbi? Rabbi Akiva's drasha was one word, and the drasha is from the Vav.
Right.
And Rabbi Akiva comes in the wake of the Tanakamu Darshan Bohu Uvahu. So it has to be that the Bohu Uvahu is equivalent to Nitma v'nitma, and it's the Vav.
Right.
And it's only Rabbi who darshans the word Nitma
right.
v'nitma.
Right.
Now, come back to my dilemma. A woman, now here's the answer to the question. A woman, she has, Shlomi, you hear this? Shlomi, you hear this? You could say this, Rosh Hashiva can pay $80,000 to say this Kiddush. $8,000 for us to say this is showing the Shiva. They would say, oh, go to all the good Shiva. If I say they'll say it's peanuts. And what's the Kiddush? Over here, a woman has Kinui and Stira. Yeah? Kinui and Stira. Kinui and Stira. So what is the halacha? Tzvei dinim. Nitme'a, v'nitme'a. One is the Baal. V'nitme'a is the Boya. Oh, the Boya. She's an Eishesh. Anaya Issa. If the husband dies, now what? She still lost him. Let's say she gets to drink. They give it a drink. Oh, I got the drink? The drink of the mime is matir v'nitme'a.
Her husband, she can be with her husband.
Oh, but wait a minute. What about the boil? She drinks the mime hamarim, and the mime is a matir. She can be with her husband. Let's say the husband dies. Could she now go marry the boil?
No.
What?
No.
Why not?
Because I said so.
Why not? So here's an afkamina between Rebbe and Rebbe Akiva. According to Rebbe Akiva, who says that it's two drushes. There's one word, v'nitma'a, that's mati, nitma, that's oisa the baal. One word, v'nitma, that's oisa the boil. Now she drinks from the maim ha'ma'arim.
According to Rebbe, it's just the vav.
That's an afkamina. According to Rebbe, do Rebbe first. Both the baal and the boil are nichlal in one word, v'nitma. One is from the vav, one is from the word nitma.
You're talking about Rebbe Akiva.
No, Rabbi Akiva. It's one word. When she drinks the Mayim HaMo'arim, the Mayim HaMo'arim is Mati, the ganze word.
Oh, I see.
The whole word. So now, after she drinks, she becomes Mutter. Not only is she Mutter the Baal, if the husband will die a few months later, now she can go marry. Boy, right? Because it's one heter. When she drank from the Mayim HaMo'arim.
According to Rabbi, it wasn't. But according to Rabbi,
there are two drashos.
How do you know this? Vinit.
Oh, he said very good.
Says this?
You know, he doesn't say that often. If he says very good, it's Mamash or Yom Tov.
No,
it's even greater than Yom Ha'atzmaut.
No, the Nafkamin is Gevavud. But who says this?
I'm saying it's Svara. Tzvei drashas. This Vinitma.
But the Gemara doesn't say, I mean, you
Vinitma. And now, when she drinks the Mayim HaMo'arim, it's a Matir. But it's only Matir one. Yeah. So if it's two different words, it's only Matir one
it's
word.
It's Gevavud.
The second.
I just want to know if it's Oskar. <says this. laughs> No, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Does someone say this? I mean,
I'm trying to be Mechadish. Hamachadish betu v'chol yom tamid. You hear the word?
Yeah.
The chilik between v'nitma v'nitma is a one drush not drush.
You have to know
it's oiskahalten. Yeah. If it's toras emes.
See next.
If it's toras emes, you know what it means. That they say an emes
achidish. Toras emes is on Avenue
N. You know what it means. An emes achidish means it's krum. Why? Because the Gemara says kol ma'ase talmud vosik osel hischadish hera loyli akadosh baruch hu b'mahar Sinai. Any chiddush that a Talmud would one day say, Moshe already knew. Memela, if you say something that's a good, nice yisoid, Moshe knew this already. So it's not new. Ein chodesh tachas Hashemesh. But if you say something krum that doesn't make any sense, it's nonsense. So Hashem didn't show this to Moshe because it's not emes. Memela doesn't emes the chiddush.
This is a
emes the chiddush. Because Hashem didn't show it to Moshe.
It's Irish guy. It's
Irish. Emes the chiddush is a code word for Irish guy.
Next.
Weiter. Toshma. Okay, so this is our raya.
Very good.
Now the Gemara sums up, makes a summary. Now the Gemara is going to summarize all of the Yesodas. Hilkach. It's Gevaldig now. L'Rebbe Akiva. Sacha kol. How many words do we have here? We have bohu, bohu. And we have uvahu, and what else? And we have vinitma, which is six drashas, because there are a total of four words, and there are, well, let's see, Hilkach, Rabbi Akiva, Shisakroi Ksivi. There are six psukim. There are six drashas available. Chad litzava dido, v'chad litzava didei. Chad, we'll see Rashi. Chad liasiyo dido, v'chad liasiyo didei. Chad liyidiyo dido, v'chad liyidiyo didei. Rashi. They're giving now six drashas. Look at the Rashi, Shisa Kroy. Let's see, he explains. Shaloisha Ubohu Ksuvim Sham. We have three, he says now three. We don't have two, we have three. Shaloisha Ubohu Ksuvim Sham. He now goes through the words. Uvohu Hamayim Hamorim Ho'ele Bimeayich. The waters will go B'loshen Rabim. Mayim is Rabim, Uvohu is Rabim. Hamayim Hamorim Ho'ele Bimeayich in your belly. Lats boys beten, to cause your belly to swell. Lehoidia. So that ubahu, lehoidia lanu, the beten. Now what's the purpose of that pasuk? What is that pasuk coming to teach us? Telling you the seder hadavarim. That first the stomach will swell, and then the thigh will collapse. Lehoidia lanu, the beten, first the beten. Collapse? First the stomach swells. Vahodar yorech. And then the thigh collapses. The order. Why do we need to know the order? Because if it happens the other way around, then it's not because of the water. It's because of some other. It has to go in this specific way. Naturally, what happens first? Naturally, it should go from the yorech, and then it should go.
What do you say, Yerav? We're talking about the private part, the Vaisa Makam?
I think so.
You mean legs. It goes
I don't remember. We had this off test. I don't remember the Gemara. I don't remember. You have to chaz
the Gemara. You mean that's not the normal way that the stomach and then
right.
The
Right. And in other words, it's to show that it's a Maifis. Maybe she's allergic to the ink. No, they put in the ink poison. The ink can be poisoned.
And
toxic.
You're saying through natural causes, it's usually the other way around.
If someone swallows a container of ink, what do? You go to the emergency room.
You call
Hatzola. You go to the emergency poison control. You call poison control if you drink ink. So maybe the reason why she died is because the ink was poisonous.
Okay.
Tarot says that the ink, she died because it was poisonous, she would die in a certain fashion.
Which is supposed to have an easy childbirth.
That's if she's innocent. Then the miracle is she's not going to die from the poison. Yeah. So if she would, maybe the reason why she died, so if she dies in a certain order, a certain say there, so then it's because the ink was poisonous. It's not because of the miracle. If she dies, shaloi kisei there, not the way medically she dies, then it's a simin.
Let's finish the Rashi.
So it says the order. V'chad won the hishka eso isha. Now the second time, the hishka eso isha es mei hamorim hamorim uvohu vohamai. That's the second part.
Yeah.
That's teaching you litzavo. What's the tzava? Shehakadosh Baruch Hu goyzer sheyavohu bo hamayim lemorim. The water should make her bitter. Bitter life, she should die. That's the second uvo. And now it says uvo
first
a third time.
First is that she should drink. And then
the first time is the way the seder. It's telling you the order.
Yeah, yeah.
The second time is telling you the tzava that Hashem made a gzer that's going to happen.
Chad
la'asiyah, that they should actually do it. The procedure.
The hishka es
hamayim v'choysa nitma. And they should give her, and it says in, and the water goes into her belly.
Right.
So it says we'll uvo three times in the Torah. One is the seder, the order of how she's going to die. Mm-hmm. One is the tzivah that the Ribbono Shel Olam declared that it should be a nes. And number three is the actual procedural how it's done. Kano idia hakosav es yisrael the maftiach lachem sheyivdeku hamayim. Uvekulam, in all three words, it says an extra vav.
Yeah.
So it's three times the word bahu. And there are three extra vavs. Three extra vavs. So how many drashas are there in total? Six. Three times the word uvahu, three extra vavs, the granting of six uvos. Okay, and what are the six? Didei the boyel. What are the three extra words coming to you? The boyel. Didos the isha, yidia vitzavav, yasiya ki the precious. Okay, now we have to go to more again. So we like a chidish, a chidish. Nitma vinitma.
I'll be more happy if you
find
the car.
All right, the chazan is at bat.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Oh my. My stomach is swelling from a chocolate eclair.
Don't worry, it'll pass.
Amen.
Baruch.
Shalom Hashem, Aram, 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 Aram,